Dave Archer, analyst of the Falcons. He is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw. Was that Jim Ellis will sell us for less? Is that the jingle? I think so. Hopefully I got that right. Hey, Dave, what up?
What's going on, John?
Hey, man.
You're solo today, huh? You're working all by yourself?
Yeah, okay. That's sort of my life. Anyway.
Well, good to be with you, man.
Yeah, hey, good to have you. So let's talk a little bit. First, let's talk about what happened yesterday and what you saw in the game. Kyle Pitts, 9 catches, 119 yards in his first score. This was, if it was not a coming out party of sorts, you know, traditionally, it was, now you see what this guy can bring.
Yeah, I think that we kind of been waiting, haven't we, John? I guess everybody's a little bit impatient. I think we talked on your show about, you know, this guy's trying to absorb an NFL offense and trying to finds out that they want to line him up all over the field. And that means there's different calls attached to him lining outside the numbers. It's the different call for him to line up in the slot as a tight end. So there's a lot for him to absorb. And so that slows a player down when you're having to think and go through those kind of things. And then also, once the ball snap, now read coverage based on the position you're playing and how they're trying to play it. So just a lot the kid was trying to absorb. But I thought we saw signs that was coming along. We certainly saw the signs of his ability to make catches when the ball was in his area. And boy, he showed all of that yesterday, his ability to line up all over the field, his ability to catch the football anywhere near his body. He's going to be able to suck it in and pull it in and make a play. And then his ability to run after the catch, his matchup problem he creates. It's just, you got the whole package in the game yesterday. Just fun to watch. I know Ryan was excited about a chance to talk to him post-game. He was excited about how this guy has continued to come on. And I think the thing that is most impressive to the people that are around him is his work ethic, that he comes in. He's not really overly caught up in what he did or what he's doing. He just wants to do whatever he can for the team. He says that all the time, but the work ethic reflects that. He works really hard during practices, during meetings and all that type of stuff. He's one of the first guys in, last guys out, all those kind of things you want to hear about a guy you've invested a number one pick in. He was all that yesterday.
All right, so tell me your best takeaway from the game yesterday. The score, I don't think, was reflective of how dominant the Falcons were in the game. But what you saw yesterday that you liked the most?
Well, I think that the fact that the defense was able to bend. I mean, you think about what Dean Pease was able to do yesterday. And you think about, you had Isaiah Oliver was out of the game. You had Eric Harris is out of the game. You've got your number two nickel, so both your nickels are out. Avery Williams is out of the game. So now he's got guys in that haven't played very much. Darren Hall hadn't played hardly at all. He's got Jalen Hawkins in the back end. Richie Grant got a lot of snaps. T.J. Green is at corner, a guy that used to play safety. He's playing corner. And they did a pretty good job of really limiting plays down the field. This is a Jet team, and I know they've struggled a bit this year, but the team that he'd held under, an NFL team he'd held under 200 yards of total offense going into that final drive. There's a lot of cheap yardage they give up there, just kind of bending and letting them throw the ball underneath. So they were under 200 yards of offense going into that moment. I thought that was something stuck out to me. Number two was the fact that I think teams are really having a tough time adjusting to how to line up against the two tight ends and the two backs, because Cordarrelle Patterson is lining up in the backfield. He's lining up in the slot. He's lining up out wide, and they don't really know what to treat him as. Is he a back? Is he a wide receiver? You know, what is he? And then you get Mike Davis in the game at the same time. Both of them are excellent pass-catching backs. Both of them can run it. So you can have Cordarrelle Patterson and both in the same set. They can be in the same backfield, or he can split out wide, and Davis is in the backfield. And then the two tight ends with what Hayden Hurst and Kyle Pitts bring to the table, it really creates matchup problems. Now, the one thing I will say on the bad that sticks out to me is they've got some special teams issues they've got to get fixed. I mean, this is back-to-back weeks where they have had a big kickoff return. Tevin Coleman almost took it all the way back. We know the one that was taken back last weekend, and that really kind of cost them in the Washington game. So they've got some things to fix on special teams.
Yeah, they got other things to work on in this bye week. That's why, you know, the bye week maybe doesn't come at a bad time. I'm not a fan of the early bye. Dave Archer, analyst for the Atlanta Falcons, joining us on the morning show with John and Hugh. And, of course, we encourage you to listen to Wes and Dave and sync your TV. This is how I watch the Falcons games. I would encourage you to do the same if you have a radio, or if you can go to 929thegame.com and click on listen and live. You can sync the game with the TV with Wes and Dave and get their analysis, which is so much better, by the way, than listening to the network announcers. Far more insightful here. I want to go to some of the things, because one of the things I love hearing about you, Dave, is when you talk about things during the game and what it means. So this is the question here about, you talked a lot yesterday about the impact of the Hurst fumble and how, you know, 24-0, because they were going, I agree, they were going in for a touchdown, 24-0, step of the next, this thing is way over, and the game would end up 41-14, which is probably what the final should have been. What's with the drops? What's with ball security with this team?
Well, I think I don't know if it's everybody, John, or if it's just a particular guy. Certainly, you attack it as if it's an everybody problem, right? Okay, everybody, you're going to have to increase ball drills, whatever it might be, to get guys to be conscious of the fact that you can't turn the football over, or you have to catch the football, spend extra time catching passes off the jugs gun if there's not a quarterback to throw balls to you. I don't have an answer for you as to what's going on with the drop passes, what's going on with the ball coming out. It's certainly something that seems to be stemming. And this is something Hayden Hurst has struggled a little bit with before. And he fumbled the ball. He had the ball get away from him three times in the game. Now, the one he hangs on to that's a touchdown, he gets stripped right at the goal line. I think he had just stepped across the goal line, but the ball's coming out. He had the play where he tried to jump over the defender along the sideline, fumbled the ball out of bounds. And then, of course, this one that took points off the board for you in the play you're talking about. Now, Mike Davis says that he really is one of the most secure guys in the football there is, and he has a costly fumble down deep. Another drive, I think, was going to net him at least three and probably going to net him seven. The Jets are having a tough time stopping him. There's two touchdowns you take off the board potentially. To get back to your original question about what's going on with the ball, I don't know that. And I think that's another thing that you're going to have to look at as you begin to evaluate here in the bye week. Is there something we need to do more of, if you're the coaches, to secure the football, one, and then number two, let's catch the balls we're supposed to catch. Alameda had a couple of drops yesterday. He had a huge catch on 3rd and 13 to get a first down.
He did.
So he redeemed himself. He made the unbelievable catch in the Giant game where he got crushed at about the 10-yard line. With the safety coming down, and actually drew a penalty, an illegal personal foul penalty, a shot to the head. So he can make the catches. We know that. So just a matter of concentrating when the ball's coming in.
All right. So, Dave, here it is, the bye week. Again, early bye is not great, but, you know, a chance to kind of reassess where you're at. What are you focusing in on? Or at least what you think Arthur Smith and the coaching staff is focusing in on during this bye week. How do you approach it? Do you treat it like a little mini camp for a week and then start prepping for the Dolphins? Do you take a little time down? How do you stack this, and what's your priority list?
I would be surprised if they didn't have three practices, John, this week, probably Tuesday through Thursday, maybe Friday. But I think Arthur will give them some time. That's what the bye week is supposed to be for. Now, it's not in an ideal position. You'd like to have it at like week 8 or 9, but it is early, a little bit early. You're 5 games in the season, but there are some guys nicked up and banged up. But we talked about the secondary and some of those guys are going to get back. Some of them you're not. And then let's hope that you get some of the guys back that you missed on the offensive side. Your top two receivers are down this weekend for a variety of reasons. Let's hope you can get those guys back. Get back to full health would be number one. Number two for me is obviously working on special teams. You can't give up yardage, let alone scores. They had a horrible punt. Colquitt's first punt was brutal. And I think it netted like 20 yards or something like that. I don't know if he was nervous. I mean, this guy's been in the league a long time. Can't be that way. And then, of course, you had the kickoff return. So you got to eliminate those plays, because that hidden yardage, you know, John, you've been covering the game a long time. That can net, you know, whether it's change of field position or it ends up netting points that in these games come down to the fourth quarter, and those points cost you. So Those are things I would work on. I think that, you know, Jalen Mayfield continues to be a discussion. I thought he struggled some again yesterday. He had some good moments yesterday. I think it's kind of what you're going to have to live with. It's a guy you drafted but specifically for that position. He was not coming in to play tackle. He was coming in to play that left guard position. And so we'll have to kind of live and grow with him, and hopefully he continue to get his pad level down and stuff. Those are things you continue to kind of fret over and concentrate on. But I like the way that the things are going. I think guys are absorbing the defense. I think there's some issues that teams are going to have, like I said, with matching up. And when you get all your players back on the field, I think it becomes even more of a problem. When Ridley and Gage are back on the field with this group that just went into and it reminded me a lot, John. I don't know if you remember the 16 game when Atlanta went to the L.A. to play the Rams, and Sanu and Jones were down. Julio Jones and mm-hmm. Mohamed Sanu were both mm-hmm. down.
Right, right.
And they had to lean on Aldrick Robinson and Taylor Gabriel and Justin Hardy. And you had a rookie tight end named Austin Hooper. And you were playing against a rookie quarterback at Jared Goff, and they went in there. And very similar to the situation we saw yesterday. Now, the results were even more dramatic in that game. That was a game where Atlanta blew them off the field, but this was a game that was headed that way, wasn't it? It was headed, you know, we get those two scores, mm-hmm. those two fumbles.
Right, no, they should have been 41-14, right, yeah.
Yeah, very similar type of game. So I thought it was cool the way the guys responded to their opportunities yesterday.
Dave, always a pleasure. Do appreciate, enjoy the bye week there, and what are you doing in college this week?
College, not going to do college this week. I got the week off in college as well. So this will be a nice, I got a double bye week this week, John.
There you go. It's a Dave Archer bye week as well.
Something you're never familiar with. You never get a bye. You're always on.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind. You know, listen, a lot worse things could be in life, Dave. Thanks. Do appreciate it, Dave.
I hear you. All right, man. Keep it in the middle of the road.